Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Good morning, dear campers. Welcome to episode 209 of the Philippine Camper Stories Limited series called After Campfire, wherein we talk about content and media that is related to the topics that we discuss in the podcast. I hope you're doing all okay. Some of you listen to the podcast through different platforms. Others listen through their TVs via YouTube habang gumagawa ng mga gawaing bahay. Did you also know na ang Philippine Camper Stories is available on YouTube? Yes, just search for youtube.com/philippinecampfirestories and subscribe ka na din while you're there para masamahan ka namin sa paggawa mo ng mga gawaing bahay. Now, I just want to share a few shoutouts from our part 2 episode with Mr. Budgetan. Sabi ni Aswang O, bakit parang pumangit ang quality ng mic? I don't know, Aswang O, I've been using the same mic, pero baka mali lang yung angle during that recording. Pero okay naman siya for me. Ayun, hopefully this one sounds better. And sabi naman ni Camila Loop, very interesting. I guess referring to Skate po, the artist who made a skit regarding pagpapagpag in 7-Eleven. Excited for more After Camper Stories, especially the one with Mr. Mervin Balonzo. Yun. Thank you for listening to the episode and leaving your comments at the Spotify Q&A section. Last episode was part 1 of our interview with Chambolero, aka Champy, from LGBTQ and modern fantasy themed comic series Ang Jowa Kong Crosswise. For today's episode, we will learn more about Champy as a creator and maybe give us a peek on what's in store for Tomas and Leo, our beloved manananggal human couple. Let's hear more from Champy when we come back dito lang yan sa After Campfire ng Philippine Camper Stories.
Hi guys, we are the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name is Francesca.
My name is Jelly.
This is Delamar.
This is Jude. What's up?
Yeah, and we are inviting you to check us out, your fellow TPN podcast.
And if you want to learn more about life, what's happening around us, you want to know about love, healing, this is the podcast you should be listening to.
Eavesdrop, 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 eavesdrop.
Sometimes we get drunk and do the show. Those are the fun ones.
Like today.
Ooh, why? Who's drunk right now?
You're red as a bug.
Am I? Eavesdrop, please catch it. Four hosts going crazy. You'll have fun. You'll cry. Everything else. So please check it out. The Eavesdrop.
Only on the Pod Network.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Welcome back to Philippine Camper Stories, powered by the Pod Network Entertainment. You're listening to episode 209 and into our limited series, After Camper. At huwag na nating patagalin pa, let's listen to the next part of our talk with Jambi of Ang Jowa Kong Crosswise. My next question is actually, aside from your comic book characters, who would you be if you were a comic book character? Or would you have any powers? Kung gagawin kang comics, syempre ikaw na nga si, wait, nalilito ako, si Leo? Ikaw ba si Leo? Hindi, ikaw si, ikaw si Leo.
Sure, yes and no.
A part of you is Leo.
Yeah, he's my child. You know? Mm-hmm. I think if I were a comic book character, I would like to be a part of the... Sobrang basic na answer, pero like, I would like to be a part of the Superman family.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, kasi, I don't know, a lot of people think na Superman is boring kasi parang he's just a Boy Scout, tapos he's a goody two-shoes, yun and ganun. Pero, well, I think lalo na ngayon in this world, like, we need a character who is just like a shining beacon of hope and like really a positive force of good in the world. So parang naka-inspire and having all that hope. And the reason why I said na parang gusto ko maging part of the Superman family, parang gusto ko maging like parang Kryptonian or like Superboy the second or whatever is, well, cool yung powers nila. And also, wala, I would also like
they to, have a lot. They have a lot of
yeah,
powers.
They do have a lot of powers. They're very much goated. But, ayun, parang I also want to inspire that same like hope or positivity in people.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Ayun.
Like the symbol that they are.
Yeah.
Kasi very, ano sila eh, very, for the lack of better term, very vanilla. Sila, ano
I love vanilla. It's my favorite ice cream flavor.
Ayun, that's good. Swaka nga talaga sa Superman family.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask this earlier. Well, we've been talking about the background and the story behind the how you made Ang Jowa Kong Crosswise. Pero for anyone who's listening here and hindi pa na nakabasa ng Jowa Kong Crosswise, can you tell us like pieces of story? Like, I know it's parang slices of life. Yung ganun siya, no? So parang, how can you describe us like a storyline of in that book? Para naman yung mga hindi nakapagbasa pa could understand what we're talking about.
Ayun, so like you mentioned again, Ang Jowa Kong Crosswise is a collection of like vignettes, like parang slice of life siya na comic strips featuring Tomas and Leo, who are like two men in their 20s. And they're just, and they're just trying to figure out life, relationships, work, and, you know, societal expectations and whatnot. And I guess what I can tell you about the story without spoiling too much if you haven't read it yet is, well, there's this one arc in the story about Leo dealing with his inner demons, his struggling with his mental health. So parang that one arc kind of explores how it is that he deals with that and how it is important to have a support system, because at its core, I think Ang Johong Crossways is a love story, but it's not just limited to like romantic or sexual love. Like there's also an aspect of like familial or friendships, and even an aspect of like self-love. So I'm also a really big advocate of mental health kasi, so I wanted to like, it was important for me to weave it in the story somehow. So ayun, that's one of my favorite arcs because it's really personal to me.
Okay. All right. I understand that. Na, kasi merong mga, nung binabasa ko yung libro, parang merong mga storylines na tatandaan ko na, like for example, si Mr. Crossways, bigla siyang lilipad out of nowhere and biglang mabibeast out talagang. Tas parang babalik siya, he's parang kind of not himself. Yung usual depiction niya ng kanyang parang malambing na itsura, tas bigla siyang monstrous darating, tas makakalmahin siya, diba? So yun, parang dun ko nakikita na parang, that's part of like your weaving in self-care and mental health and support. Ganyan. Yun pala yun. Tsaka nag-ano rin siya, yung parang, yung story niya, minsan meron kang story na from the very young age nung dalawang characters na parang na napaikot mo siya na parang hindi lang siya dun sa yung moment na sila na or yung sila na yung magkasama sa buhay. Meron pa palang mga backstories. Ganyan. So, I like that part. Parang lumalawak yung story na gusto naming malaman tungkol kay Tomas at kay Leo.
I think it's ano din, parang that's also something that I wanted to explore. Kasi, you know, like, we jumped into the story na sila na, tapos they've been together for a while na. So, syempre, iba yung, iba pa rin yung malaman mo yung context of
how sila and, naging sila, diba?
Yeah, and how and why they're together. Tapos, you know, I think pag mabasa mo yung flashback episode na yun, dun talaga like magme-make sense kung bakit ganun yung dynamic nila. So, I wanted to show that also para may context yung readers.
And may mga storylines din na very sexual in nature. Sinasadya ba talaga yun na ano? Kasi syempre, yung comics, hindi ko alam kung anong age bracket siya eh. So, ngayon parang, anong masasabi mo doon? Minsan kasi talagang merong parang mga steamy scenes.
Yeah, I think I wrote this for medyo teens, older teens to like mga people in their 20s. So, definitely there's that aspect of sexuality to it. It's very much deliberate. And ayun nga kasi, for me, it's different for everybody, pero like for me, the sexual aspect is important in my relationships. So, ayun, and I wanted to try and normalize it na parang, you know, mayroon din kasing connotation na parang kapag gay yung relationship, like it's always about sex. Like parang, it could be, but, you know, it's not, that's not just all that it is, you know. There's so many different facets to it. And I think it's, as long as it's consensual and it's safe, and, you know, nobody gets hurt, I think it's very much, like, okay to, you know,
Explore
your sexuality. So, ayun.
Ayan. I was also, when I was reading it last night again, preparing for our interview, napansin ko na sa at the tail end of the book, parang lumalabas na yung mga family characters nila Tomas and Leo. Will we see them in your future books? And with that, ano ba ang future ng Ang Jowa Kong Crosswise?
Definitely, that's something that I also want to explore more, yung the more fantastical side of this universe. Medyo na pahapyawan na nga siya with the second part of the book with ayun nga, the introduction of yung nanay ni Tomas and mm-hmm. yung best friend niyang Tikbalang. But mm-hmm. ayun nga, parang the story is still very much focused on Tomas and Leia. So maybe in the future, I hope to like have an entry where, you know, mas ma-explore pa natin yung parang magical side, Tomas' yes, side of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe introduce more like characters from our own like folklore and mythology. And yes, ayun, like, actually funny that you mentioned na, you know, if we can explore more of the story in the future. There's actually, I'm planning something na not necessarily a sequel, but mm-hmm. a prequel to the story.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, maybe we can also explore it, not from the perspective of the future, but from the perspective of the past. Ganun.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Kasi parang very, ayun nga, heavily inspired din naman siya ng mythology. Yung mga, meron ka dong Bakunawa, meron ka dong Sigbin. So yeah, parang hindi naman tayo nahihiya to pepper down all these beautiful creatures that we have na parang ready namang gamitin. Kasi mm-hmm. syempre, part na yun ng culture natin. No? So parang, mm-hmm. nasasabik ako na in the future, makakita ko ng mga sirena, mga shokoy, mga gods and goddesses. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yun, parang sana ano next, sa mga susunod mong mga gawa yun, makakita kami. Baka makakita kami ng podcaster na shokoy dun.
Who knows? Diba?
Ayun. So, any new, well, aside from that, prequel that you mentioned, parang nito lang naglabas ka ng post tungkol sa isang book na entitled Alapaap. Baka naman pwede mo kami bigyan kasi bagong-bago yun, kagabi ko lang nakikita.
So ayun nga, segue ko na lang din yung sinasabi kong prequel may or may not be featuring
okay.
in Alapaap, because ayun nga, for context, Alapaap is Kalabaw Studios' first BL anthology. So, it's a collection of 11 BL stories by all these different local queer creators.
Oh, and oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. If familiar ka sa Silakbo ng Penlab, it's a GL ano siya, siya yung GL anthology ng ano ng Penlab okay. or ng Kalabaw Studios. So ito yung parang male counterpart niya. Mm. And I'm serving as the editor of Alapaap. So ayun, I spearheaded the
meron na ba tong date for release?
Meron na sa it will be released sa Comic at Pride.
Sa June?
Sa June, ano ba? Wait, let me pull up my calendar. The weekend of June 15 to 16, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, sa Ayala Malls the 30th. So if magawi kayo dun sa area, you know, drop by, say hi, and maybe check the books out.
Ayan, sa mga nakikinig, alam na, matik na yan. Ano natin yan? Support natin yan, Alapaap. My next question is, if you're in a Comic-Con and you happen to stumble upon a person who hasn't heard of your work, what's your go-to pitch para naman mainganyo natin sila? Especially yung mga parang ngayon lang nakakita ng ganitong klaseng material na Manananggal and Another Guy, Gay Love Story.
I guess yung elevator pitch ko kapag nasa con is like, are you into rom-coms, or and are you into like Philippine myths and folklore? Because
yes, yes, no,
yes. If you're into both of those things, you know, why not try and check out my comic Ang Zohong Crosswise? Because it's a slice of life. It's got romance, it's got comedy, it's got drama, and it's got Philippine mythological creatures, folkloric creatures, and most importantly, it's gay.
So yes,
ayun, yun ang elevator pitch ko if like I were in a con and somebody passed by who hasn't heard of the comic.
No, tsaka alam nyo, sa mga listeners ng Philippine Camper Stories, pagpunta kayo, hindi lang comics eh. Meron din siyang mga merch. Meron siyang mga stickers. Meron siyang mga bookmarks. Mga stuff na parang ang ganda rin i-own. Bumili nga ako ng ano yun, ng sticker ng manananggal na si Tomas. Nakaganon siya. Tapos nasa laptop ko, nasa likod. Siyempre, hindi ko mapapakasin. Yes. Kasi ang ganda eh. Ang ganda nung bilog siya. Tapos nakaganon. Nakatakip siya dun sa Apple sign. Apple sign. Laptop ko. Yun.
Thank you. Meron ding ano, manananggal na Batman logo. So, so if ano, gusto niyo bumili din ng stickers and merch, nagbebenta din ako. I'm also an art merchant apart from a comic artist. So,
oo nga, nakita ko parang sa coffee.com parang. Mm. Meron ka mga art doon. Ayun. Tapos ayun, may one last question before I ask you to invite our friends. Do you have a ghost or a creepy story that you can share with us? Because Philippine Camper Stories is our podcast.
Right,
baka
right.
Meron ka na bang na-experience na parang, parang that's different?
Oh gosh, so many. buti na lang, ano, araw dito ngayon kasi, ano.
At gabi sa
amin. Well, I don't know when we're like miles and miles and miles apart, so I don't think naman naabot siya, unless they can travel through like the internet. Pero ayun nga, share ko lang din na our house has been like cleansed or like exercised before because of like paranormal activity nga. And sabi nung nagtatawas na parang they actually don't like it when they're talking about it.
Oh, okay.
They don't like it when they're talking
like
about it.
Like this house that you're in right now?
Yes, this house that I am in right now. They don't like it when they're being talked about at night. Pero safe naman daw kapag may araw siya. May araw pa naman. But ayun, I live in the, ano kasi, Diliman area. So parang literally madilim dito. So there's for sure a lot of like paranormal activity. I think one that stands out to me, well, it didn't happen to me per se kasi I can't see ghosts, but I have may nasa-sense ako, and my best friend can like meron talaga siyang like bukas na third eye. So ayun, may one time we were coming home from a party. It was very late at night, so ayun, nagpa-down muna kami, tapos kinatid ako ng best friend ko dito sa bahay. And dun sa kanto kasi ng bahay namin, sa kanto ng street, before you turn to go to our street, to our house, there's this like really big like tree. I don't know what kind of tree it is, pero like it's huge. And parang like nag-ano siya, it forms a sort of like a half arc over the street.
Okay.
Na ayun nga, sabi ng friend ko, not just one friend, but like multiple friends na parang meron ngang parang presence doon sa tree na yun. So, ayun, pagkahatid niya sa akin, like it was like, ano na, madaling araw na noon. Tapos, umuwi na siya, pabalik na siya. So, as she was driving, passing by the tree, pagtingin niya daw dun sa rearview mirror, meron siyang passenger na very parang, the way she described it was parang gray yung skin, tapos parang nanilisik yung mata. So parang, syempre nag-freak out siya. So, yung ginawa niya is parang inano niya, tinurn niya away from her yung rearview mirror niya. Tapos, parang tinawagan niya yung boyfriend niya to kind of like distract her and parang keep her company na rin habang nagde-drive siya. So, parang her whole drive home, she was on the hall with her boyfriend. Tapos, pagka-uwi niya na lang, doon niya na lang sa akin sinabi na yun nga na nangyari yun. So, oh, parang like, oh shit.
Yan, ako. Pero ikaw, wala ka naman parang personally ikaw. Kasi wala ka namang sensitivities.
Wala naman. Like, minsan may mga naririnig akong noises or kumakalampag na pintuan or aparador dito sa bahay. Pero thankfully, I have not seen one in the flesh. Kasi I would probably freak out if I did.
Yeah, baka, ito yung siguro yung nakita mo yung kaya yan naging ganyan.
Probably, yeah.
To the listeners, I'm showing parang one of the pages where Tomas, the manananggal boy, is ano, is enraged. Mm-hmm. Ayan,
yeah, naka-monster form siya.
Ayan, well, thank you for that for that short story, scary story. Please invite everyone on how to get a copy of Ang Jowa Kong Crosswise and where to follow you for more information about your content.
Ayan, so please check out my comic, Ang Jowa Kong Crosswise. I've posted the episodes free online naman, but if you want like a physical copy, like it's available, I think, sa PenLab Shopee, sa Shopee ng PenLab. You can just search it na lang sa app. And it's also available in cons. Like, wherever cons are, usually, pag may comicet, mayroong table ang PenLab or, as they are known now, Kalabaw Studios. So, yes. Ayun. You can purchase a copy there if you would like. And also, I have, segue ko na lang din, meron akong,
yes.
Ayun nga, Alapa app, the BL Antho, which I edited and curated. It's gonna be available sa Comic at Pride. So, ayun, if you're in the area of Ayala Malls the 30th sa Pasig ng June 14, 15, 16, if I'm not mistaken, please say hi and, you know, support local queer creators.
Yes, oo naman. Talagang, tsaka, ang gaganda din kasi ng mga gawa ng ating mga local comic creators. Eh. So, parang, kaya rin tayo may gantong klaseng series. So, parang, to celebrate the magnificence of each of you guys na talaga namang pinaglalaban pa rin natin talaga yung ating mga gawa natin in a format na hindi na sana maging mas alive kasi 'di ba parang feeling ko nga nagkakaroon ng resurgence yung comics eh because
yeah totoo yan
cons comicets comic cons so yun
mm-hmm.
Maraming salamat sa oras mo ngayon, Shambi, and for letting us into the behind the scenes on how you create Ang Jowa Kong Crosswise. Maraming salamat sa iyo and for being part of the After Campfire.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here.
Yes, of course. Thank you. I'll see you again in the next comic.
See you.
You just listened to the After Campfire featuring Chambolero. You can check out facebook.com/chambolero, that's T-S-A-M-B-O-L-E-R-O, to learn more on how you can get your hands on the issues of Ang Jowa Kong Crosswise. Thank you, Chambi, for being on the show. And special thanks to the Pod Network Entertainment for co-producing this episode. If you have thoughts about today's episode, feel free to join the conversation by leaving a comment on Spotify Q&A section. All you have to do is look for Philippine Camper Stories Spotify channel and go to the Q&A section sa episode na ito and I will read your comments on future episodes of the show. And that's it for today's episode. Makita kita tayong muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, ang iyong Camp Master, and you have been to the After Campfire.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.